Thank you, Jessica. And I'm going to stand up so you guys can see us. There we go. We didn't have a podium before, but Jim hooked us up. Thanks, Jim. Now I can't see my notes. All right. There we are. So there are several advantages to the Park Avenue alignment compared with the coastal alignment, which led to the recommendation by County RTC and Capitola staff to make this change. The first is that it requires less infrastructure and will therefore cost or reduce construction costs. In response to increased cost estimates in 2023, the RTC completed a value engineering study for the project in 2024 to find ways to reduce project cost. The value engineering study encompassed the entire 4.2-mile project and suggested 12 strategies to modify the design to save costs, including the Park Avenue alignment, modifying wall types, changing viaduct designs, and replacing viaducts with retaining walls. The VE team estimated the strategies could save up to a total of $25 million, although the project team thinks the savings will be less. As a result of the VE study, the county and the RTC are implementing many of the suggested changes along the entire project length, including here along Park Avenue. Another advantage is that locating the trail along Park Avenue improves connectivity to the Cliffwood Heights neighborhood. The Park Avenue alignment improves ocean views between Grove Lane and Coronado. It also offers better public visibility of the trail, potentially increasing safety. It aligns with and achieves the goals of the city's traffic calming project that Jessica just mentioned, going beyond what the city could afford to build with their own money to build a truly separated trail facility. It eliminates conflict with future passenger rail and reduces long-term impacts to monarch habitat if passenger rail is pursued. It eliminates conflict with properties along Escalona Drive that encroach into the rail right-of-way and would need to be removed for the coastal alignment. And finally, the trail will be further from the eroding coastal bluff. Shows an aerial view of the Park Avenue corridor between Monterey Avenue and Grove Lane and depicts the previous design of the coastal alignment of the trail in yellow. The existing tracks are in red. The images along the bottom are oriented with Park Avenue on the left. They show the topography that separates the coastal alignment from the adjacent Cliffwood Heights and Depot Hill neighborhoods. They also show the large retaining walls that are needed to support the trail due to the existing steep slopes and the viaduct that is needed to cross Escalona Gulch. This infrastructure is expensive, and the project needs to reduce costs to stay on budget. Sometimes it works. There we go. Moving east, this is an aerial view of the Park Avenue corridor between Grove Lane and Coronado Street. Again, the coastal alignment is in yellow. The existing tracks are in red. The cross sections along the bottom of the screen show the retaining walls that are needed to cut the trail into the existing embankment that's on the coast side of the tracks. This is expensive, and the existing topography there blocks ocean views for roughly half of this area. A viaduct is also needed on the steep slopes above the State Beach parking lot. So for all the reasons I mentioned previously, County RTC and city staff proposed to move the trail roughly 45 to 60 feet inland along the southern edge of the Park Avenue right-of-way, shown by the dashed yellow line. Red arrows show where new crosswalks and rectangular rapid flashing beacons are proposed, or RRFBs, which provide safe access from the trail to the surrounding streets. These trail access points to and from the Cliffwood Heights neighborhood do not exist for the coastal alignment because the trail is down in the rail corridor. The image on the top left is an example of a crosswalk with the RRFBs for those who aren't familiar with that design. They're the buttons that you push to activate, and then the bright yellow, orange flashing lights alert drivers that you're trying to cross the street. And I would just note that we did hear concerns about the visibility of a crosswalk in front of the 600 Park Avenue apartments. We do expect that the elevated flashing beacons there will eliminate visibility concerns, but we'll be evaluating all of these crossings for safety and visibility with the traffic engineer during the final design. Again, cross sections of the trail are along the bottom of the screen. As you can see, walls are still needed for the Park Avenue alignment in some locations, but to a lesser degree than for the coastal alignment. And I would just note that the cross section in the middle of the screen illustrates one of two areas where the trail grade is lower than the roadway grade. This is needed to maintain an ADA accessible longitudinal slope of the trail in areas where the road slopes steeply. This is an image showing the proposed Park Avenue alignment, as well as the improved trail connectivity from side streets via crosswalks and RFBs between Grove Lane and Coronado. Again, the cross sections along the bottom show the condition of the trail. Grove Lane and Coronado, no walls are needed for this portion of the Park Avenue alignment because the trail is within the footprint of the existing roadway. The image on the bottom right shows the Park and Coronado intersection as proposed. Pedestrians would access the trail via the crosswalk on the west side of the intersection. Westbound cyclists would access the trail if desired via enhanced green bike lane striping at the intersection. And just east of the crosswalk, the trail ramps down to the existing railroad grade. A formal rail crossing provides access to the new staircase that connects to New Brighton Beach State parking lot just to the west. It provides access to the remainder of the Segment 11 trail on the coast side of the tracks as it continues east and south 1.8 miles to State Park Drive in Aptos. The trail along Park Avenue would be 12 feet wide and paved with asphalt, so it is similar in design to the previous coastal alignment. I know that there are many of you here concerned about safety, so I wanted to emphasize with this slide that we are not simply proposing to put paint on the roadway. This will be a separated Class 1 multi-use trail adjacent to the roadway, not an on-street facility. It will be vertically separated from the roadway by a 6-inch curb and horizontally separated by a minimum 3-foot buffer. On the screen are two example images to illustrate what is proposed for Park Avenue. The image on the left is a local similar example. This is Westcliff Drive, showing a multi-use trail adjacent to a vehicle lane. The difference, however, is that Westcliff Drive in this location does not have a horizontal buffer between the trail and the vehicle lane, whereas the Park Avenue alignment would. The image on the right is from Santa Barbara, showing a paved asphalt trail adjacent to the roadway with both a vertical curb and a horizontal buffer. In this case, the horizontal buffer is made of decomposed granite and boulders. On the bottom of the screen is what is proposed for Park Avenue. As we move into final design, we can explore options for additional safety treatments in the horizontal buffer if desired by the community and directed by the city. These images show two options for how to build the trail along Park Avenue. The views here are from Grove Lane looking west toward the village. The Escalona Gulch Monarch site is to the left of the image, just off screen. Option A, shown on top, preserves the inland bike lane to provide more flexibility for cyclists that would prefer to use the on-street Class 2 bike lane. Option B on the bottom eliminates the inland bike lane and shifts the southern edge of the trail inland. This will result in lower retaining walls and reduced costs and may result in less tree removal and less impacts to monarch habitat, particularly in this location where the trail is adjacent to the Escalona Gulch Monarch Grove. Both options include a 6-inch vertical curb and 3-foot wide horizontal buffer between the trail and the roadway. The horizontal buffer is depicted by the tan strip next to the trail. They also include elements of the traffic calming project, such as narrow travel lanes and speed feedback signs to reduce vehicle speeds. And in the middle of each image, you can see the additional crosswalk with the flashing beacons proposed at the 600 Park Avenue driveway, which will improve connectivity to the neighborhood and safe access across Park Avenue. Moving east, these images show different views of the same two options. In this case, the views are from just past Carrillo, looking east toward New Brighton State Beach. Again, both options have a 6-inch vertical curb and horizontal buffer between the trail and the roadway like the previous section. They also include narrow travel lanes and speed feedback signs. Option A is again on top, preserves the inland bike lane to provide more flexibility to cyclists. And option B on the bottom eliminates the inland bike lane and in this location allows for a wider buffer between vehicles and trail users from Grove Lane to Coronado, which is shown again by the tan strip in the images next to the trail. Option B may also reduce the need for retaining walls as the wall approaches Coronado Street and may save costs. And finally, the perspectives illustrate the improved ocean views from the raised vantage point of Park Avenue compared to the original coastal alignment where the views of the ocean were obstructed by the existing embankments on the coast side of the tracks. So, what happens next? A contract amendment with the consultant team is required to move forward with final design for the project, regardless of the Park Avenue decision. Approval of that contract amendment will go to the County Board of Supervisors on April 29th. Depending on a decision from City Council, there are two directions the project could go. If City Council supports moving forward with the Park Avenue alignment, additional environmental review is required, so county staff would request a second amendment at the board on April 29th to add environmental review of the Park Avenue alignment, since it was not included in the project's EIR. Then, RTC staff would request funding for environmental review at the May 1st RTC meeting. The project team would then conduct additional environmental review, including potential impacts to monarch habitat over the summer. And after completing environmental review, the project team would return to City Council to approve and issue permits for the entire project, including Park Avenue, likely later this fall. If City Council does not support moving forward with the Park Avenue alignment, county staff would request board approval on April 29th for the final design contract amendment only. The RTC and county would then support from the RTC to proceed with the coastal alignment at the May 1st RTC meeting, despite the increased costs and feasibility constraints. As a backup, we would also explore potentially eliminating the 0.7-mile Park Avenue section of trail with Caltrans staff via a grant scope change that may not be feasible without significantly impacting the grant funding. And the project team would return to City Council to approve and issue permits for the entire project, including the coastal alignment, likely this fall. So I'm now going to hand it off to Samantha Zutler, City Attorney for the City of Capitola, who will discuss Measure L.